Great. So we're going to, instead of sort of fully starting a new series, we're going to have a little interview slash chat with Chris. And we're going to talk about the topic of the coming term. Forgive me while I rearrange. And I guess see where we go. Have you got a little microphone there? Yeah, good. So we've not got a real particular agenda other than to talk around the topic for the term, which we'll tell you what that is soon. So maybe you can have a guess in your head and see if you're right or something. But, and then we'll see where we go. Is that right? Is that what you're expecting?
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Hello.
Why don't you pray for us, Chris?
I'd love to. Everyone okay? Yeah, so sorry it's so cold in here, by the way. The heating is on, I think, but you wouldn't know that. So I'm just letting you know that it is true. But I'm freezing. All right, let's pray. All right, Father, thanks so much for your goodness. And thank you for this evening. And thank you for what you want to do in us over this next season of our lives together. Thank you for the journey you want to take us on as a community. And I guess we want to start by opening our hearts and saying yes to whatever you want to do. Thank you that whatever that is good. And we celebrate that, we love it, and we welcome it into our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Chris, why don't you start by sharing your favourite moment from the past 2 weeks? You know, your highlight of the festive season.
Good question.
Pleasure, thanks. I came up with it myself.
Christmas is actually my favourite time of year. Anyone else's favourite time of year? Who else? Yeah, go on, stretch those hands up. My absolute favourite time of year is Christmas. I love it. And actually, this year has been one of the best, I think, for ages and ages. Just so been so good. I think the real highlight has just been a lot of quality time with the family and that mainly. And the girls have got some new toy pet dog things or cat. Jessica's got a cat, sorry. And they move and make sounds and stuff. And Rafi's little dog like licks you. But it's not real. It's like it's one of those, you know, things. Anyway, I quite enjoyed that. That was good. I'm still working out what my present needs to be. I haven't really got one yet. Literally, I'm just working that out at the moment. So my birthday also was a few days ago.
Happy birthday!
Thanks. That was such a muted response.
Yeah.
I was 35. Lovely. And it was great. So that didn't really give you any answer to that, but I had a great time. Thank you.
Oh, you had a great time with family. That was your highlight.
Yeah, it was my highlight.
I guess with the president, we'll just have to watch this space, I suppose.
Yeah, literally.
You know what I mean? Okay, so Chris, what's our term going to be built around?
So our term is really going to be built around the passage you've just listened to and read. And in 1 John 4, we get this extraordinary bit of scripture. It's absolutely incredible. And we are going to base really, to be honest, we haven't really given a time frame to it. We could be reading this all year if God allows it. And we're not giving ourselves a time frame because we feel actually we want to just sit in this for a while. And we're gonna use this passage and those few verses, and we'll jump around into different Bible stories and all that kind of stuff as we go. But we're gonna use that passage in 1 John to frame really the next season. And we'll call it a season because I don't want to call it a term because that gives us a time frame, and we don't want to give it a time frame particularly. And really, really out of it. For me, comes one goal. And I want to say this right at the beginning because I think this is important in the way that we move forward together in the next season. And I feel like for us as a community, that the one goal that's on my heart is really simply this, that we would learn to be more fully loved and to love more fully. That's the goal for me, and I hope we'll all embrace that goal over the next season of our lives together. To learn to be loved more fully and to more fully love. And out of this passage comes so many things that speak into that. And I know it sounds really, I know it sounds simple. And I know we hear that and we go, yes, absolutely. And we tick all the boxes in our mind and all that kind of stuff, and it doesn't sound deep or whatever. But the more I live life, and the more I speak to people, and the more I deal with things in my life and in other people's lives, the more I recognize that the things that stop us being fully loved and loving fully are the things that really hold us back from being who we're really called to be. And so we're going to dive really deeply, I think, into that in the next term. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, don't ask me, because I knew already.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. And why this scripture? What jumps out to you about it? Why are we here?
Yeah, so I was walking along. I sort of walk from home to church quite a lot in my life. It's sort of this journey that I tread, you know, at least twice a day, and I do it all the time. And I was on one of those journeys recently. I was listening to music, as I do, and I was listening to this song called "Pieces" by Stephanie Gretzinger, and Sheena Vernon, who's just sat there. Years ago, recommended this song to me, and she's been desperate for us to sing it for years, and we haven't done it. But anyway, I was listening to this song, and as I was walking along, I listened to it. It gets to this bridge, and we're going to play it. We're going to play it for you in a bit, because it's really important that you hear it. It gets to the bridge, and the song begins to speak about all the things that God's love is and isn't. And as I began to listen to it, I guess I became like really overwhelmed by the reality of the things that were being said about God's love in that song. And if those things were true, then did I really know that those things were true? Could I get a real handle in my life on God's love being those things, and therefore my love towards him and towards other people being those things? And it really got me. And I listened to that song over and over and over again, pretty much for a whole week, and every time just got me. And it got to this one point in the song, and every time I just felt God just grab me in it, I guess. And again, I listened to it for the first time in a little while, a couple of days ago, and exactly the same thing happened. It just felt God really grab me in the song. And so I was walking along, and I guess out of that song, God put this scripture on my heart, because it's all about God's love. I mean, the whole thing, next week I think we're probably just going to stick on one verse, on that first verse in verse 7, which says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God." And we could spend a long time talking about just those few words there. Let us love one another, because love comes from God. And so I guess God put this scripture in my heart because I feel like love, that goal of learning to be loved more fully and more fully loving, or whatever I said, that thing there really is the thing that I wanted to shape. I feel like God is wanting to shape our community in the next season, and that's why this passage here is so foundational to that. I guess the thing that overarches all of it is this word of wholeness. And we've talked about it, I guess, here and there over the last year or so, that word of wholeness. And we want to begin to allow that word to, I guess, put a frame around all that we're doing as well over this coming season. And we'll talk a bit more about that as we go along as well. But that's really what happened. That's the story, I guess, of what God birthed, I think, in me through what he was doing in my own life, and continues to do, actually, at the moment. It's a real season for me of doing that as well, so that, I think, is why that scripture came. It just, God pieced it together. Did you get it? A few of you?
Very good. Very good. I guess in the past couple of years, I mean, as a church generally, and perhaps especially here, the kind of teaching that we've done has changed and transitioned. And we do target and talk a lot about how real the truths of the Christian life actually are in our life, how apparent they are, how true they are, rather than just whether we can sort of intellectually say we agree with them, rather than just teach principle. We want to help to walk the journey from the head to the heart, where things that we think to be true can actually become true in our day-to-day life. And I guess I wanted to invite you to speak into that a bit as to why you think we've done that and why is that so important and why are we going to keep on doing that?
Yeah, I think that in church life, well, in life generally, it's really easy to compartmentalize everything, isn't it? You put everything in a little neat box and it sort of has its own little place in our lives. So we have our sort of work box and our church box and our friends box and relationship box and whatever else box we have. We're very good at compartmentalizing our lives. And one of the things that we do in church life quite often is we also compartmentalize what God is doing internally and what God is doing externally. And so we often come up against the challenge of, well, if we're talking about what's God doing on the inside of us, does that surely means that we're not doing anything about what God is doing on the outside? So mission, evangelism, all that kind of stuff. And we tend to separate those things out into two completely different camps. And one of the challenges that we often hear is, well, we're not doing anything on the outside. And one of the things that I think we feel passionate about, to be honest, is that that we stop separating and compartmentalizing all the bits of our lives, and we start to understand that God wants all of it, and he wants every single bit, and it's a whole thing. It's not all these little bits. And so what God actually is doing on your insides cannot but affect what happens on the outside. That's what I believe. That's what I fully believe. I'm passionate about believing that. And so what God is doing on your inside will hopefully, if it's real and tangible, will impact your work box, and it will impact your friends box and your family box, and it will impact your church box and your faith box. It will impact all of it, and suddenly all those boxes disappear, and it becomes much more one whole life that we begin to live. And that's exactly what Jesus modeled to us. I don't believe for a minute that Jesus had all these compartments for life. I don't think, at least I don't think he did. That's not how I interpret and read the life of Jesus. I don't think he boxed it all up and just went into all these different brain spaces for all these different things. I believe that he lived life wholly and fully. He was wholly and fully himself in every situation, wherever he went. And that's I think what we believe in that sense for that. And so it's about less compartmentalization, I think, and more a belief that God is working wholly in all of our lives, which includes the inside of us, and what God does on the inside cannot help but impact the outside, in my understanding of what God is doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's very helpful. And how can we prepare ourselves for this season, for this focus on wholeness? And if, in case you missed it at the last, I say AGM, but I think it's meant to be APCM, which stands for I don't know what it stands for. Annual Parochial Church Meeting. Thanks. Which basically is just a moment where the church leaders talk about what the church is going to be focusing on, as well as reviewing what's gone past. And at that meeting, which was in April last year, 2018, was that we would be having three focuses for the next 18 months, which was small communities, leadership development, and wholeness. And that's one of the things that's been bubbling under the surface for a while. And leadership development and small communities will primarily not necessarily happen on a Sunday. They'll happen through our small groups. They'll happen through growing our small group leaders and things like that. And on a Sunday, we want to focus on wholeness for all the reasons that Chris has been talking about. And we're really coming to hit it hard at the beginning of 2019. And so, Chris, how can we prepare ourselves for it? What can we do to get the soil of our hearts ready?
You can fully embrace these verses in 1 John. That would be a really, really good thing to do. Fully embrace them. We're going to be in them every week. You're going to hear it read every week. It won't get boring, hopefully. Honestly, they're incredible verses. And it, when I read these verses, and I know this is true of every bit of scripture, but when I read these ones, it feels to me like every word is just so loaded, like every word is so weighted. It's been so perfectly positioned in its place for a reason. It's so perfectly crafted, and so you can embrace that completely. That would be a good idea. I think you can also. Try and not be scared of the word wholeness. I think it can be a bit of a daunting word, that, and we've not necessarily done a great job yet of talking about it fully as a concept, and it can feel like quite a daunting word. And I think I want to just speak a little bit into that now, because hopefully that will help us going forward. But I think when we talk about wholeness, there's a bit of fear around that word, because we think it's all about exposing all the things that make us not whole, or we worry about a lack of wholeness, not being whole. What does it mean for me if I'm not whole? What am I? You know, it brings up all these hard questions, I think. And I think there's a lot of fear around that word wholeness. And what I want to say is that wholeness is not just about. It's the focus of wholeness is not just about lack, or where issues are present. It's not just about that. Wholeness is It's also, I guess it's an opportunity. Like, wholeness is an opportunity, because really wholeness is all about us being the people as the full versions of us that God created. That's what wholeness is all about. It's us becoming who we were designed to be as fully as we can possibly be. That's really what it's all about. And the reason for the focus on love is because, in my experience, those issues around being fully loved and fully loving are the things that often hinder us from being whole. In my experience, those are the things that really, really impact us, I think. But wholeness isn't just about lack or about issues. It's an opportunity. It's an invitation of God to become as fully you as you were made to be. And so you could actually exchange that word wholeness for moreness, actually, if you wanted to. Because I think wholeness, I'm so sorry, my throat. Wholeness is about an invitation into more. It's learning to be more fully loved and to love more fully. And so it could be, you could call it moreness, I think, if you wanted to. So what I want to do is just break away any sense of fear that there is in that word, because I don't want you to be scared of embracing that. The other thing I want to say, and someone said this to me once, that actually it's when David prayed in the Psalms about, he just prayed a very simple prayer, like he said to God, "Search me, God. Search me and find anything that is not right." And when we come to things like this, that's one of the best prayers that we can pray too. It's not about just digging in and diving in and into all the stuff in our lives and just throwing it around and going into places that God has not called us to go to. It's about giving God the spotlight in our lives and going, "God, it's now your turn to search me. You search me and you find anything that you want to raise, and we'll go for it." Wholeness is not just about issues. It's actually about being aware of stuff in our life. It's an awareness thing. Okay? So hopefully, excuse me, hopefully, as we go through the journey, you're not going to be worried or scared of that word wholeness, but actually you're going to embrace the sense of journeying into more with God. And that's what it's really all about. It's coming towards him. It's embracing the invitation that he gives us into more, to be more fully loved and to love more fully. That's what I really feel strongly. It's on my own heart. So you can kind of say yes to that. That would be a really good way to prepare, would be to say, "Yes, God, search me." Pray that prayer. Like, "God, search me. Search me and find anything that you want to find. And we'll deal with it together." That's another way, I think, that would be really helpful.
And I think wholeness isn't an objective, it's a value. That we're not trying to get everybody to get to a point where they go, "Great, now I'm whole." But it's because it's always an ongoing process, because God, as Chris said, he names things at different times. And the objective isn't to self-solve, but to pay attention and have a value, to listen to what God is putting his finger on in our lives and to allow him to grow us and mold us. And so we don't want to teach you how to be whole. We want to teach you to have a value for wholeness, because that will be something that keeps unfolding in your life. And It's not something that you just tick off. It's something that you just grow to love and have in the middle of the way that you live. And the last thing I wanted to ask you, Chris, was sort of around that, was to sort of say, how did you come to value wholeness? And what impact has it had on your life? In brief.
I think as I probably prayed that prayer myself, in terms of like, God, you search me and you find stuff, and things come up, and I'm dealing with a whole, right now actually I'm dealing with a whole host of things that happened in my life around 11 years ago, and we may at some point over the next season talk a bit about that, but you know, I'm embracing stuff right now as I sit here with you around wholeness that I need to, or I am looking at, and I see the value in it, because I see that the more I live life, and there'll be people, loads of you in this room have lived life a lot longer than I have as well, and have a lot more experience of this than I do, but for me personally, the more I live life and the more I invite God into my life, the more I understand that his love and his kindness towards me, like, propels me into my destiny. Like, it propels me towards who he's called me to be. But that's also a choice that I have. And I think that's the thing with this next season, is that we're gonna put like choices in front of you, I guess, all along the way. And you can choose or not choose at any point. That's the thing. And when Jesus lived his life and his value for wholeness, and this is where it comes from. You know, Jesus, when he often spoke to people and dealt with people, he operated in that way. And when he saved people, he saved them wholly. It wasn't just one thing. It was, he did a whole work in people's lives. But he often gave choices. You know, there were people in the Bible, like the rich young ruler, who just couldn't choose it. At least not in that moment, he couldn't. And you know, that's what happened. You know, and so there'll be choices along the way. And so for me, I think as I've embraced it and I've embraced God's work in my life, I know that his love and his kindness is propelling me towards who he's calling me more fully to be. And so I'm learning now that when he puts his finger, when he searches me and he puts his spotlight on something, I absolutely know that it's for my good, it's for my benefit, it's for my goodness. And it's for our relationship with him as well. And so I'm embracing that as much as I possibly can. And at the moment, you know, it's also challenging. Like, it's challenging. Some of the stuff that I'm looking at right now is really challenging. It's really challenging me. But God's really in it. Like, he's really in it. And I know it's good. Like, I know it's good. And so as we get along this journey together, and we allow God to search us, just know that his kindness and his goodness towards you is propelling you towards who he more fully called you to be.
Brilliant. We'll leave it there. And I think what I'd like us to do is to spend sort of another 10, 15 minutes sort of starting our year with worship, really, just sort of just praising God, honouring God. And we won't have a particular call for ministry tonight, but if there's anything that we've shared or Chris has shared that's grabbed your attention, then do ask someone around you to pray. But why don't we stand, and Chris, why don't you pray for us as we stand, and then we'll jump back into a bit of song worship. So let's stand together.
Brilliant. So we feel like God has put a really clear goal on our hearts for this next season, okay? We feel it's really, really clear. And that's what we're going to be going after for a while. And we really hope that you'll engage with us on that journey. Cool. Next week, I'll start more fully. Yeah, but between now and then, do go and read that passage if you can. That'd be really, really helpful. Get yourself stuck into it. All right, let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you for the way that you don't just leave us as we are. Thank you that you see all the things over our lives that have marked us and have shaped us and even wounded us sometimes. Thank you that you see all of that. Thank you that you see all the things that stop us from being fully loved and loving fully. And we pray that over the coming weeks together, that you would help us, like all together, to begin to unpack some of these things. We pray, Father, that as a community, as individuals, that we would learn to love more fully, to love you more fully, to love each other more fully, to love each other more fully, and to be loved by you more fully, and to be loved by others more fully. We want to embrace everything that you want to do on this journey. We say yes, and we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen.